The agreement will outline the city's plans for the vacant building. City Attorney Amy Mead says if it is taken by eminent domain, the city will need to spell out some public purpose in the agreement.
In this case, I think we're focusing on affordable housing that can have some component of commercial use.
If the city does seize the property, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation could provide financing for a private developer to come in and renovate the building, which is uninhabitable. Mead says the building's owner, James Barrett, has been in contact with city officials in the last month. She says he expressed interest in selling the property to the city, but has not responded to an initial offer. Mead also says private parties have requested an appraisal the city commissioned with Barrett's consent.
Their options are either to go directly to Mr. Barrett to try to purchase the property directly, in which case we would just be completely out of it, or to see if they could work directly with us, either as part of the eminent domain process, depending on what the project is that they wanted to put on the property, or another action that might ultimately end up with the building being acquired with less restrictions.
Mead says one of the private groups was interested in developing the property into senior housing. Assemblymember Karen Crane says the downtown apartment complex would be great for seniors, and she hopes the agreement with AHFC will recognize that.
So that seniors with wheelchairs or handicap needs or whatever, that some apartments there are also available to meet that need.
Mead says she hopes to have the agreement finished by the end of January. The building was appraised at just $50,000. The property without the building is valued at a little more than $810,000. It's been just over 2 years since the Gastineau apartments burned in an accidental fire. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.